The normal period for submitting VAT returns is 3 months. There are exceptions, which I will mention. HM Revenue and Customs do not want all the VAT returns coming in one hit, so therefore they will put businesses into different stagger groups, the different VAT return periods when a business first registers for VAT. Stagger group one is calendar quarters, so the end of March, the end of June, September and December. Stagger group two is the end of April and 3 monthly thereafter, and stagger group three is the end of May and 3 monthly thereafter. You can request return dates or accounting periods to suit your business. For example, you may want to retain the accounting periods of the previous VAT registration if you have bought the business or have merely changed the legal status of the business. You may want VAT return periods to coincide with your annual accounting periods. If so, it is simply a matter of writing to HM Revenue and Customs, and 99 times out of 100, they will agree to alter your accounting periods. You can also have accounting periods for 12 to 13 weeks. If that suits your business, you can have VAT returns for 12 or 13 weeks. If you are normally receiving repayments from HM Revenue and Customs, for example, if your business consists of making supplies which are zero rated, allowing you full recovery of any input tax, you can have monthly returns. This obviously eases cash flow. You get the VAT payment quicker. The downside is, of course, you have to complete 12 returns a year instead of the usual 4. There is a system of annual returns. That's one return a year. Unfortunately, it is not one payment a year, because you have to make payments on account throughout the year, with a balancing payment with the annual return at the end of the year. If you deregister for VAT, you receive a final return. That's exactly the same format as a normal return, only it is in brown, and on that return you declare any stock and assets on hand at the time of deregistration. The return due date is very important. This is the date by which the return and payment has to be received by HM Revenue and Customs. The due date for normal returns is 1 month after the end of the VAT return period. For example, if you have calendar quarterly return periods, your VAT return period ending March would have a due date of the 30th of April.